All righty, so we're going to be heading over to a guest right now. I've got a special guest on the line, Jill Vaza. She is, she's got a whole bunch of stuff here. She's the owner of a local skincare manufacturing company called Nia Naturals. And she's also a volunteer with the Kiwanis of Newburgh. And she's been coordinating an event with Nick's Hope, which is a nonprofit clothing drive and boutique based out of New Jersey. And they decided to come up and coordinate with Youth Build to do a free clothing drive held at the Youth Build facility on Liberty Street in Newburgh. And the event happens this Saturday, I believe, right? Jill is on the line with us. Good morning, Jill.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. I think you covered all the bases really, really well. Thank you for that.
Yeah. There was a lot, but it's interesting that you brought that up because that was kind of one of the things I wanted to start with was you seem to have put together a bunch of different people to put this event together. That probably wasn't very easy to do.
there are a lot of moving parts, but mm-hmm. it's interesting how it all kind of came together synergistically. As you mentioned, I own my own business in the city of Newburgh, so giving back, you know, to the community is very near and dear to my heart. Big why about what I do. And how I actually got connected with Youth Build was through a friend who actually, she wasn't a friend. She was just, she became a friend. She reached out to me and wanted to collaborate with my skincare line. And she's actually, she's a very cool lady. She's actually like an artist, a rapper. She goes under the name of Remedy Love. And she wanted to collaborate with my skincare line. Fast forward to this... I guess it was around holiday time, Christmas time. Her name is Kyla. She reached out, and she was home. She's usually based out of Atlanta, but she was home, being Newburgh. And she reached out, and asked me to come to Youth Build, and if I could teach these kids some kind of skills. So I felt like a lot of people weren't aware of Youth Build, so maybe I should just like touch on that.
Yeah, that'd be great. I was going to ask you if you could do that. I had never heard of it, and when you gave me a little bit of a description, I was very intrigued. So yes, please tell us about Youth Build.
Yeah. So Youth Build. Now I don't work for Youth Build, so let me just say that. So I would definitely encourage anybody to go on to NewburghYouthBuild.com. But what they do is they take in children who are the ages from 16 to 24, so young adults, I should say, they're not really children, and they have a program where they include or they integrate like a construction program for these children. They teach them job skills. They have a CMA certification program. They teach them job placement services. They will help them with their high school equivalency. So a lot of these children are, you know, have dropped out of high school. They give them a safe environment where they can learn life skills. It's really, really beautiful. So when Kyla reached out to me and asked me to come in and, you know, via my business, if I could teach these kids how to make chapstick or something like that, and I couldn't really decide what to do, and I ended up making candles with these kids. So, again, young adults. So when I went in, I was like, oh, you know, I wasn't sure how I would be received because the ages are 16 to 24. I'm like, is this going to be too elementary, making candles? But I had brought in, glass jars, and the students... painted them, and there's actually like a few videos out there, and they were so receptive, so kind, so welcoming, and so appreciative. And I just like fell in love with the students. I fell in love with the program. And, you know, there's nothing better in my world than volunteering. And so when I walked out of there, it gives you just such a great sense of satisfaction. I was really blown away. And when I started telling people, you know, I brought it back to my Kiwanis club. I was telling my Kiwanians like about this, and a lot of my Kiwanis people are very, very involved in the community and non-for-profits and so forth and so on. And nobody had heard about Youthfield. And I'm like, and they have all been in Newburgh longer than I have. Right. I've really only been a Newburgh resident for maybe 8 years, but these people have been, you know, grown up and nobody had heard about it. So I'm like, we really have to do something. And to build awareness of this Youthfield. And I loved my Kiwanis Club as well, so I wanted to build awareness about Kiwanis. So that's kind of how it all just started. Yeah. Just happening.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. So tell us about the event on Saturday. So Nick's Hope is an organization out of New Jersey, and you've coordinated this, or, you know, joined forces, I guess, to do this clothing drive for, it's a free, like, pop-up clothing event for people. Anyone is welcome, correct?
Correct. So it's 100% free. Another beautiful organization. So I would encourage people to go on nickshope.com. But that's what they do throughout New Jersey. They will do pop-up events. And they also have a boutique in New Jersey, but their pop-ups, they do once a month. Two of the founders of Nick's Hope are very dear friends of mine from high school. So here again, here goes that synergy. I reached out to them and I said, listen, really, Newburgh, just, you know, we could really use this. And, you know, again, trying to build that win-win for everybody involved and giving back to the community. They agreed to come up generously, agreed to come all the way up here to New York. They bring a box truck. They will bring approximately 13, 14 racks of clothing. They're gently used. They're sized. So people can, the theme is that people can shop with integrity. So it's
That's really awesome.
So people, instead of just getting bags of used clothes, you can actually shop.
Right.
So as people come, they will get one bag to shop and whatever, when your bag is filled, because I have a feeling we're going to get quite a few people.
So what time is the event?
First serve. Did you hear me right? Yeah,
I'm sorry. I jumped on you.
Yeah. So it's first come, first serve. It starts at 11. It will end around 1 at the Youthfield on Liberty Street. Well, actually, it will be at the park, I believe, next to the Youthfield. It sounds like Youthfield has gotten permission to... from the city that we can utilize the park there. That's right, Nick. And Youthfield is in the big, big church. It's supposedly the highest point in Newburgh. It's the highest, tallest steeple in Newburgh, and that's where Youthfield is now. And it's a gorgeous facility. So
wonderful. Thank you, Jill, for coming on to tell us about this amazing event. Again, Saturday, 11 to 1 at on the property, I guess, next to Youthfield in Newburgh on Liberty Street, did you say?
Yes, Liberty,
okay.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much for telling us. And again, Jill Vaza from Nia Naturals Cosmetics in Newburgh. Just pulling the community together. Wonderful job. Congratulations. And, you know, I'm sure it'll be a very successful event Saturday. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much, John Rose. Have a great day.